Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. The Eguin Dancers of North Carolina A&T State University are gearing up for their annual spring dance concert Saturday, March 31st at 7:30 in Harrison Auditorium. The international dance extravaganza is titled Follow the Sugar Cane, Dances of Survival. You'll find links to more information at wftd.org/triadarts. Last week, founding artistic director Dr. Eleanor Gwynn, A&T dance professor Melanie Dalton, and dance student Tristan Bailey dropped by WFTD to talk dance.
My first idea came this past summer when I was a participant in a seminar in Salvador de Bahia, Brazil. And I sat through many lectures on different topics and several on slavery, but never did anyone talk about slave resistance. It was all about the slaves as slaves, but not ever rebelling against slavery. Until I went to a capoeira class that was taught by someone who had just come back from Angola.
Capoeira?
That's a fighting or a martial art kind of dance, and it's called a dance or a play to mask the fact that it really is about fighting and resistance and rebellion. And it's very physical, very active, and you're constantly trying to protect yourself so that you don't get hit by the other person. And so when the slave owners came around, they thought they were just dancing or playing. They didn't know that they were really preparing for resistance or rebellion. So I didn't give up on Brazil. I said, I'm not giving up on Brazil. But that was the start of it. And then I went to Jamaica for a month with my students. And our first lecture was on slave resistance. Slave rebellion, you know. And I thought, oh, okay. So it all started coming together in my head. And it was just in those moments that I said, this is what the spring concert is going to be about. It's going to be about dancers that have been able to stay alive through all of these years, even though they were slaves, even though there was slave resistance. And I think that that resistance is what brought the need to hold on to your culture out of people.
Who are some of the artists you're going to be bringing in to interface with the students?
We brought in Kevin Moore from Jamaica. And Kevin was one of our teachers in Jamaica last summer. And I liked the way he taught traditional dance. I liked his spirit. We brought in Gustavo Casaldes, who is a native of Salvador. And he's only been in this country a short time. And he came down and did capoeira. He introduced them to the berimbau, this instrument. So that was a good experience. And then the third person was Jamila McMillan. And ironically, Jamila was a student of mine years ago. And she started dancing with a professional company in California called Viva Brazil. And then she moved to Salvador, Brazil, where she met her husband. And she danced professionally there and studied. So she came in and she did the Afro-Brazilian piece, and I did the Haitian piece, and I did the first piece, which is called Crossing, and it shows the movement of the slaves out of West Africa into the Caribbean and into South America.
Melanie, I'm in the audience taking this spring dance in. What am I going to see in terms of just the overarch of the performance?
You're going to see sort of an introduction to the African ancestors through a drum call and through spoken word. You're going to see a dance that was choreographed by Sharon Price that is based in West African movement, sort of, again, as a celebration, the beginning point. Then you'll see a transition from free Africans to Africans who have become enslaved in the piece Crossing that was choreographed by Dr. Gwynn, which then leads us from Africa through the Caribbean to Brazil and South America, stopping at each place, focusing on dance that comes out of resistance to slavery, dances that are strongly rooted in Africanness. You'll see John Canoe from Jamaica, which includes several characters that are dressed in masks. The dance is often performed in a parade format, again, very celebratory. You'll also see Brazilian representation of capoeira, of samba, and some introductory piece called Avenida, where there's a clearing of the space for that sort of ceremonial dance. The Haitian piece is based in voodoo ritual and eventually will end back in Africa with a West African piece. also, again, choreographed by Sharon Price, called Manjani. And that definitely is a dance of celebration. So it really goes full circle from Africa being captured in Africa and brought to different places in the world, Caribbean and America, and then back full circle to Africa.
Well, I mean, this is a whole lot of information to be absorbing. Walk me through a day in the life of a dancer at A&T. I mean, this is pretty intense stuff.
It's very challenging, but also very rewarding. I have classes with Dr. Gwynn in the mornings. We go at about 9 o'clock in the morning with the Dunham Technique classes. And then I go to ethnography to prepare for our Jamaica trip this summer. We're going to study abroad for about 4 or 5 weeks. And then I go to Melanie's class in the afternoon. And that's for our Blacks and Western, to kind of give us a little bit of background of African Americans and dance throughout our society in the U.S. And then in the evenings, I prepare for our rehearsals, which go for about 2 to 3 hours. And that's where we review the dances.
Then you were a dancing major?
I am. I'm a dance major as well as a PR major. So I do have other classes in addition to that.
Goodness. And will this be the first time abroad for you?
Yes, this is my first opportunity to study abroad. And I'm very excited about it. I'm the youngest in our group to go, but I'm still getting everything together, getting my money and my passport and all that stuff prepared. So that way I'll have the best experience possible. And our ethnography class does give us the tools that we need to study abroad, as far as the studying techniques, as far as the research and conducting interviews, which we'll get to do once we get to Jamaica.
So what do you hope the audience takes away from this presentation, Dr. Gwynn?
Well, it's very emotional for us as performers and as teachers, because we want people to understand that a smiling face does not necessarily mean a lack or a void of pain and suffering behind it.
That smiling face up on stage, the dancers.
That smiling face on stage is a performance. You see it in South Africa with the gumboot dance, when they've come out of the mines with mud and water and boots. But because the overseer says you have to dance, then they dance and they have to give 100%. But they've been down in those mines, sometimes chained to hooks and things to keep them in one spot. I want the audience to know that this is a real cultural experience. While it is entertainment, it is also education. And I hope nobody walks away thinking that it's only about the smiling face. But it is about how that face came about. Why are they smiling? Why are they able to overcome and survive in the midst of everything that they've been through? And I think it says a lot about our culture as African Americans, as Africans of African descent, of Caribbean descent, of South American descent, that we have a way of coming through these things with music and dance, and that is why we survive.
My thanks to E-Gwynn Dancers of North Carolina A&T State University founding artistic director, Dr. Eleanor Gwynn, A&T dance professor Melanie Dalton, and dance student Tristan Bailey. Spring Dance 2012 is Saturday night, March 31st at 7:30 in Harrison Auditorium. You'll find ticket information and more at wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.